I think we are ready across the board. Even though this storm will lose strength by the time it reaches North Carolina, tropical or subtropical storms with heavy rains and wind can cause severe damage and death in North Carolina. So we're going to be ready.
Dawn Vaughn with the Newsom Observer. You all mentioned watching it and potential changes once it reaches here. What kind of plans are in place for potential emergency shelters if it doesn't track exactly where everyone thinks it's going and other response?
Yeah, there's at least one county that's talking about putting together an emergency shelter, but I'll let Director Ray address that specifically.
So thank you for that question, Dawn. I think as you said, and as we've talked about, we are going to see probably some continued shifts and evolution of where this storm will actually make landfall in South Carolina tomorrow. I think making sure that this team is here, that we are all working together closely monitoring it, is going to allow us to quickly pivot and adjust and see if that storm does enter South Carolina in a more northern area that impacts in our southeastern part of the state a different way or central part of the state a different way, to be able to have those partners here ready to move those resources around, particularly as it relates to immediate emergency sheltering, I think is going to be critical. We've had a lot of discussion over the course of this week. It has ramped up today with our local partners, with our local emergency management officials, on what they're looking at from both a need and staffing standpoint to be able to support emergency sheltering. Again, we have one county that has kind of proactively leaned forward and is looking at potentially opening one tonight. That's pending, I think, discussion with the county leadership. We know there's discussion with many other counties about what may be needed based on storm track, and understanding that as we move through the rest of today and into tonight, we still have a significant amount of time for this storm to continue to shift and evolve. So again, I think to me, this reinforces why we need to have this forward lean, why the State Emergency Operations Center needed to be activated proactively today to make sure that we have those partners in this building and in our regional centers so that as we see what the impact will be on the ground, we can quickly move the right resource around.
And for people thinking about the next days ahead, is it primarily tomorrow is the most concerned as far as North Carolina's impact?
So right now we will start to see impacts tomorrow through the day into the evening. Primarily, the timing has shifted, and again, this is one of the reasons why you folks need to be aware of the forecast. Earlier this week, it was going to be a Saturday impact. Now it's largely a Friday impact. We will see some lingering parts of the system move through the state Saturday into Sunday, so there will be additional rainfall and precipitation and risk from weather through the weekend. But the bulk of the weather and the risk that we're talking about right now from either the western part of the state or on the coast is going to really be concentrated right now, tomorrow and tomorrow night.
I just wanted to clarify regarding the pre-positioning the crews. It sounded like they're primarily in the western and central parts of the state. Is anything going on in the eastern part of the state, or are you all just not expecting the eastern part to be as heavily impacted as the central and western parts?
So I think a couple of things. Great question. A couple of things. One, there are a significant amount of search and rescue and swift water rescue capabilities that we have across our counties, across North Carolina, especially in the eastern part of the state. One of the reasons we picked the task forces that we did to move to western North Carolina was to leave some of the capability organic to those areas in eastern North Carolina. Additionally, not knowing exactly where the storm will track into North Carolina and what those impacts may be, having the team stationed in central North Carolina along the major throughways are going to allow us to move them either direction. If we see the major risk or threat occurring because of landslides and flash flooding in the mountains, we already have some pre-positioned there, but to be able to move some that are staged in the Triad area that direction would be one possibility, or the other direction to the east. Again, that's going to be determined based on final track into the state, what impact we're seeing, as well as what the local jurisdictions identify are their gaps or needs. Because again, we have some incredible local public safety agencies in this state that do incredible work every day and have done a really great job at building capacity, especially around search and rescue and swift water.
Do we have any questions on the phone? We don't.
For reporters on the phone line, please press 1 at this time if you'd like to ask a question. Reporters on the phone, press 1 to ask a question. don't see any hands at this time, Governor.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us today. Everybody stay safe out there.